You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me is Miss Ronnie V.
Hello, hello.
And Miss C is here.
Well, hello.
So, Golden State Warriors.
Hey.
Whatever. What do you mean, hey? You don't even watch. You didn't even watch one single
But I like Kevin Durant. I love him.
How do you even know who Kevin Durant is?
From the show, the Lifetime show that he did with his mom. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, huh? Okay. Well, so I was watching it, and I said, you know what? We here in North Carolina, we have an NBA team, which is the Hornets. Mm-hmm. We have an NFL team, which is the Panthers. And then we have a hockey team, which are the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
But you know what we don't have here in North Carolina? And that is a Major League Baseball team. We don't have one of those.
Really?
That's correct. And joining us by phone is Rick Curdy, who is the CEO of Charlotte Bats, and he'll tell us what that's all about. But Rick is also on a mission to bring Major League Baseball here to North Carolina. Rick, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on your program. I appreciate it.
All right. So first of all, tell us what Charlotte Bats is.
The Charlotte Bats is a movement we created to bring a Major League Baseball team to Charlotte. We thought that having a concept and a brand would help with our mission. And so we came up with a name because there was a minor league baseball team in Greensboro from 1994 to 2004 called the Greensboro Bats.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're called the Grasshoppers or the Hoppers. And so I said, hey, that's a cool name, Charlotte Bats. Hey, I like that. And then it's kind of a play on words with baseball bats. We have a lot of bats here in North Carolina. I actually saw one fly in my church one time during service.
Oh, God.
And
geez.
Everyone kept looking at me, and I'm like, no, I had nothing to do with that.
Maybe they thought it was the spirit. Maybe they thought it was the spirit
flying.
Yeah, and
I said, well, I couldn't name the team the Tigers. That could have been worse. But So we came up with the Charlotte Bats. And then the colors we chose are the colors of the city of Charlotte. And so we just combined it together, and I said, that would be a great concept, and it'll come up with some good dialogue about what we're doing. So we came up with Charlotte Bats, and we even drew up some uniforms and everything like that, so we can, like, make our mission look like a real – I want us to look like a real team. Like, wow, is that a real team? What is that? I like those jerseys.
Very interesting.
That's how we came up with it.
Okay, so the Charlotte Bats is not a baseball team, but it's sort of like your company that you started to help bring Major League Baseball here to North Carolina.
Correct.
Cool. So your mission is to bring Major League Baseball here. Tell us what the process is. What are the steps to that?
Well, we've contacted our city council. We've spoken to our mayor about it. Right now, a lot of people are kind of like, I heard that soccer might come to Charlotte, just like Raleigh. I think Raleigh's one of the cities that might get soccer. So we've been talking to our great city officials here. And then our goal this summer is actually we're going to contact our new elected governor, Governor Roy Cooper.
Yeah.
And I know Governor Cooper is a huge sports fan.
Ah.
He is a massive, I found out, a big Hurricanes fan. They're called Caniacs.
Oh, okay.
They're a diehard fan. So he said, I'm a Caniac and everything. And I thought, okay, that's great. And he was talking about how sports is a great source of revenue to bring to your city and state.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which is like, absolutely, Governor, I totally agree with you, because our mission and our vision for a better North Carolina, just like how he's been saying, you know, we want a better North Carolina, I said mine is to bring a Major League Baseball team. It will bring jobs. It will bring billions or millions to our economy, and it'll provide a fun family atmosphere for everybody. So, and it's just great because we just started just on Facebook at Let's Bring MLB to Charlotte. And all I did was pose this question, can Charlotte support Major League Baseball? Would you like to see it, yes or no? Mm-hmm. And overwhelmingly, people said, yes, I would love to see it.
So,
and that's why we do it, because people tell us, we want to see this happen. And so I'm doing this for the people.
All right.
So you have done some research, and some people have basically said, yes, bring. I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't want a baseball team here. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't they want one?
And yeah, you're absolutely. Well, in 2015, Commissioner Manfred selected Charlotte with eight other cities for Major League Baseball. So even the commissioner said, you know, Charlotte would be a great market. And we have a minor league team here that leads all of minor league baseball in attendance. They're averaging over 9,000 with the Knights. Ooh. And so, and I'm like, you know, if we can, like, if people are coming to a minor league AAA baseball game, then of course they're going to come to a Major League Baseball game. And people tell me when I go to the games, and we have so many transplants that are coming to Charlotte and to North Carolina. And they want to see it, and we can support it.
Sure.
We already, you know, support an NFL team. We already support a basketball team. We've got a hockey team in Raleigh with a Hurricane. So, I mean, we can do it.
So I would imagine it's just a little bit more than just the governor signing off on it. I mean, I guess you have to get, like, people with lots and lots of money. I'm pretty sure that's one thing. Okay. But
our legislators too.
Right.
We get our legislators and General Assembly board on it, and it has to be a bipartisan effort.
So you have to get the legislature. That's really what it is. You're trying to get the legislator to sign off on it, basically.
Yes, the governor, our mayor, our city council, General Assembly, they have to get together, hopefully, and, you know, in a bipartisan effort, agree to this. And I'm like, well, bring billions of dollars. So whether you're a sports fan or you're not a sports fan, you know, money.
are you finding it difficult to do, or is it just taking a long time? Like, what's the holdup?
Well, right now, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, when he came out with his short list, he wanted two things accomplished. He wanted the agreement in the union to get finalized, and he just signed a new five-year agreement with Players Union. So that's done. And then the second part is finding stadiums for Oakland and Tampa Bay. They have horrible stadiums. They need a new stadium. They've been told to get new stadiums. And so the commissioner's like, look, we're going to help you find new stadiums. And if you can't find it, there's a possibility you may have to relocate.
Oh.
You know? And so right now they're trying to get stadiums there, you know, and see what happens with that. And so that's right now what's holding up, but as soon as that gets resolved, then they'll expand. And the first team will be Montreal. They want Montreal to have a team again. And so when they expand, they always expand by two.
Mm-hmm.
And we're confident that Montreal and Charlotte will be the first two to expand. So we'll see what happens.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I tell people that Montreal's going to get a team again. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah. They want baseball to be more global. And we just have that team in Toronto. Mexico City was actually on this list with Charlotte, too.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's been rumors they might play some games in London. I don't know right now with the terrorist attacks happening, but London was a possibility. I heard Australia was a possibility of playing some Major League Baseball games there. So they're trying to make it more global, like the NBA, when they go to China and all these other places.
Wow. Yeah. So I went, I think probably last year, I went to a Durham Bulls game. And now I'm not a really big fan of baseball, I will admit that, but I had fun. I mean, I really did have fun. It was really packed. I mean, it was like, it was really packed. It was just a little hot, you know, the sun was beating down on my head, and, you know, I was kind of upset with that. But, you know, I just thought, I was like, what if they converted, like, the Durham Bulls to a major league team? Would you be against that or what?
No. I mean, our goal is to get a team in North Carolina. I mean, North Carolina is one of the fastest growing states. We're the ninth fastest growing state right now.
Mm.
And I'm always perplexed when I first moved here. I'm from Los Angeles, been here for 11 years, and this is home to me. And I always thought, why hasn't North Carolina ever been considered for Major League Baseball? We've come close. I know in the mid-90s there were rumors that Twins might come here. Rumors of Marlins might come here. And now Tampa Bay right now is like, hey, you know what, Tampa Bay, if they don't get a new stadium and their attendance is really bad, they may have to relocate. And I always say, hey, they should relocate to Charlotte.
Right, yeah.
That'd be, geographically, it would make sense because we'd still be in the South and they would still be in the American League East. And we have so many New York transplants here, a lot of Boston transplants here that would love to see Yankees or Red Sox come here.
That's true.
And so as long as we get a team, I mean, they can call them the Charlotte whatever. They can call them Charlotte Kangaroos or Charlotte, you know, Roy Coopers. I mean, as long as we get a Major League Baseball team here, I mean, that's the ultimate goal.
Now I know that you've thought of a name. What would you want the name to be? I know you've thought of one.
Well, I love the Charlotte Bats.
So you want the Charlotte Bats. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I actually had a contest, and I said, okay, people, you don't like the name. Okay, I want to hear your suggestions. And the suggestions, you know, were terrible. You know, I had names like Skunks. I had some crazy names. I know a lot of people wanted to go on the NASCAR flying thing, which is what we're known. And I kind of wanted to get away from that because I think it kind of stereotypes our city and state.
Yeah.
Because we're more than NASCAR. We're more than banks. We're more than flying. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to represent something that incorporated North Carolina. I think Bats would be a good name. It's different. Charlotte? There's not a team called Bats, you know, in professional sports. And it would be our own brand, just like the Panthers. You know, Panthers. We don't have Panthers in North Carolina.
By the way, just you in know. Case they didn't know, we do not.
So, and so I thought, well, our name would represent, you know, the whole state, and it's different. It gets away from the whole flying NASCAR thing, which are great things, but I wanted to be more than that. So, but whatever they call them, they can be called the Charlotte Knights. They can be called the Charlotte Bulls. They can whatever. I just think our goal is to get Major League Baseball Charlotte.
I agree. So is there like a petition that people sign? Like how can people get involved? Should they call their senator? Should they call their congressman? What can the public do to help facilitate this?
They can go on our website at www.charlottebats.com, and we have a online petition, and you can sign it. And you can go on there and look, see what we're doing. And, yeah, I mean, if you want to call our governor, we can call our mayor and say, look, we need to get a Major League Baseball team to Charlotte. I spoke at the city council things when they're talking about soccer, and I said soccer's great, and I think North Carolina could support it, but I could see it more in Raleigh. I think we need to focus on bigger things, like let's get a Major League Baseball team here.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So now, let's get some great ownership. We have – Pepsi was founded in North Carolina. They would make a great ownership.
Really?
Pepsi.
Duke Energy is here. They would make a great ownership.
I agree.
Cal Ripken Jr. used to play here. He would make a great owner. Michael Jordan,
huge
baseball fan, would make an excellent owner.
Yeah. He actually played baseball. Who did he play baseball for a short period of time?
He played for the White Sox. Yeah. The Birmingham Barons.
Really?
Yeah, I remember him that. And that's www.charlottebats.com. Right?
Correct. And they can go on our Facebook. We're at Let's Bring MLB to Charlotte. And we're also on Twitter at Charlotte Bats Baseball. Or they can email me at charlottebatsbaseball@gmail.com.
Rick, I thank you for being on the show. I wish you all the best. You got to come back. Will you come back and tell us your progress?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Bye. Wow. I think that'll be good to have a baseball team here.
You just want to eat some hot dogs.
And you know,
and
the
nachos.
Yeah, probably.
Wouldn't
yeah,
that be that's, nice? That's remember when true. Randy and them had the baseball team and
what
stuff?
Was it, Montgomery Tile or something?
Yeah,
like that.
Montgomery Tile, Buckeyes. The Buckeyes, one way.
But he is right about the revenue. I mean, can you imagine
his voice?
Yeah, he did. He had a really, really good voice. Mm. But yeah, I mean, that would be a lot of money coming to North Carolina if they had a Major League Baseball team here. It really would. Don't y'all agree?
Yeah, I do.
Agree.
You know what I was thinking about just as far as sports in general. The women having the same rights to play with men.
We do, don't we?
No, not separate like WNBA. I'm talking about.
I mean, now we do. It used to be not, but yeah, I think we could do. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why not?
I don't.
What in the world?
I don't know. I don't know. I think
women that are stronger than men, like. it should be based on physical and your endurance and what you can. Like,
I think women should be able to have their own teams. I don't know if I agree with them playing alongside men.
Why not?
Come on.
You out of order.
What about non-contact
you
sports?
Out of order.
Non-contact sports.
Like what? Like what's it, like tennis? Well, tennis, you don't have teams on tennis. But like what? I don't think there are any non-contact sports except tennis.
Golf?
Women, they have a, well, there's no golf teams. They're golf players.
Like baseball is not really contact until you run somebody over.
Well,
yeah,
but they push people. You know, they have to. You know, tag
to
people
what?
To get out. You know, they gotta.
They don't have to.
Yeah, they do. You have to touch them with the glove to get them out, or touch the base or something.
Okay,
yeah.
Base. Yeah, touch okay. Base.
We're gonna take our first break. We'll be right back in just a moment as I school Miss C on the game of baseball.
Oh, you can't school
we'll
me, baby.
We'll be back in just a moment. Stay right with us. Are back. Thanks for coming back with us, Miss C, Ronnie V, and me. Ooh, Miss C,
uh-oh.
Ronnie V. Oh,
you bust a rhyme, didn't you?
Miss C, Ronnie up. V, and me on in the studio. Let's talk about Nick Gordon. Have y'all heard?
No.
Nick Gordon, the ex-boyfriend of Bobby Christina Brown, was arrested Saturday for allegedly beating up his new girlfriend, Laura Lil, in Sanford, Florida. Y'all remember Sanford? They're very racist in Sanford.
And
Florida.
Letting her stay, not letting Laura her go.
Lil? Laura Lil is her name. It's his new girlfriend, and he has been arrested for beating her up. She claims that he hit and punched her in the face and hit her in the back of her head with a closed fist.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she said he did.
And then when let her go.
He didn't strike her in the face.
She said he hit her and punched her in the face. And then hit her in the back of the head with a closed fist as opposed to an open hand. I don't know if that's a difference, you know.
Yeah.
And charges.
It feels different.
Well, I'm pretty sure it might feel
why
different.
He hit in the back of the head?
Well, Nick is saying she is a liar.
You know what she should have said,
Nick's
right?
What she should have said?
Get out my face!
Maybe she did, and that's why he hit her.
That's why he hit in the back of the head.
And not her on TV talking about how he's a wonderful man. And you didn't see that?
No.
Yeah, she was praising him.
Really?
Yeah, and everybody was, well, you know, Wendy showed it.
Oh, Wendy.
First of all, Wendy said, who would brag about being with him?
Well, that's my point.
And he's done been accused of killing.
That's my point. So Gordon says that she's lying and that she was the one that abused him. Now, we all know that women do that. Some women do that. Now, the judge set his bail for $15,500 and ordered him to wear a GPS monitor on his foot to stay away from Lil. He is due back in court in August.
Yeah, because they live together, don't they?
Now, I don't know. Now, we all remember he was found liable for Bobby Christina's death in civil court. He was not convicted in criminal court, but he was found liable in criminal court. And my thing is, just like Miss C said, who in the world would be with him after that?
Yeah.
Like, you have been accused of basically killing your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Why in the world would anybody else be going with him?
It's crazy.
I don't get it.
We were having, actually yesterday, something very unfortunate happened with one of my associates at my job. He's been in a very abusive, I'm not going to say any names, but he's been in a very abusive relationship.
He
has been.
So
in a
the
very,
woman has been tearing his head up.
Yes. And a couple of months back, he was working and she came into the store and was arguing with him on the aisle. She took a bottle of bleach and bust him in the face with the bleach. This is in front of open hours. We're open, fully open.
And they still together.
So after that, he was still They were still dating. Just had a small child.
So she must have left before y'all called the police. Is that what it was?
I actually was the one who called the police. Mm-hmm. But she had already left. And mm-hmm. in order to put trespassing charges right. on people, they have to be present.
Still be there. Right. Yeah.
They end up, I don't think they broke up then. She's just a very violent girl. She actually was employed. I had to fire her. This is before all this happened.
Okay.
And they just had a small child, 3 months old. And she has two small kids. Well, Saturday night, she was going through his phone or something like that. And it was a girl picture in there. And she stabbed him 4 times.
Oh
my God.
He is currently now on
life support.
He's on a breathing machine. He's on life
my
support.
God.
And the crazy part about it is the Sunday morning, she called another associate at the job. After she done it and was just talking to him like, you know, have you talked to your brother? Like, everything was okay. And it was told that she had came up to the job to get a money order, and we didn't know anything about it. But they end up catching her. She got arrested Sunday. But things are just not looking good. She stabbed him in the liver and the stomach. Mm-hmm. They cannot close the stomach right now because, of course, if they close it, it'll be internal bleeding. But it's crazy. And the crazy part about it is, The kids were there, and after she done it, she fled the scene. So,
and left the kids.
He's half dead, and nobody's there with the kids.
Exactly, and it's so crazy. Like, his mom called yesterday, and I just, you know, prayers going out.
How old is he?
Prayers going out. Maybe 20.
What? See, this is what I say about people, and I know it's easier said than done. People who stay in these abusive relationships, it doesn't stop until somebody is dead.
Exactly.
You either are going to leave or somebody is going to die.
And he was just saying, like, a couple of days prior, he was telling one of his friends that worked there, he was like, I have to leave her alone. She is crazy. She just got arrested for them fighting.
I have to leave her alone.
3 weeks ago, they arrested her. For, you know, and a lot of people, they think domestic violence when it comes to a woman beating a guy, they think that it's a joke.
Yeah,
you know,
you're a punk. Yeah. You're a punk. How do you let this?
Mm. Or why not do something to her? In certain situations, like the conversation we had a couple shows back, if you got to put your hands on a female that is threatening you or your life is in danger, you do what you need to do.
That's what I say.
You know,
that's what
and
I
it's
say.
Just, you
nobody
know,
should
like
be
I
putting
say,
their hands on anybody, really, in any
exactly.
kind of relationship. But why are you going to let her I mean, you basically let her kill you. Hopefully he doesn't die, but I'm
exactly.
just saying.
You know, all of that could have to his family.
All of that could have been avoided if he would have left that toxic situation.
Yeah.
When she first hit him or whatever, I can't be with you.
Yeah.
And the kids. So she had no regard for him or her children.
Nope. No, it's she's attempted murder.
Attempted murder,
kill,
yeah.
And child neglect.
She's gone. I mean, she basically is her life. How old is she? 24, 25?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine you have thrown your life away over some silly stuff.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty
she
sure.
She might get out of that.
No, she won't.
Okay.
She ain't getting out of it. Because
especially
even,
with the
exactly.
records of the violence that she's already portrayed. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know,
even he has
7 kids.
Even 7 children.
7 kids.
He
at
does.
25 years old, they have 7 children.
No, he has 7
Oh,
kids.
He has 7 children.
He has 1 with her. She has 2. And then he has 6 other. All small.
At 20-something years old. Oh, they about different women.
Yes.
What's his name? Begin with a J.
Wow.
You know what I'm talking about.
Wow. That's
with all these kids.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That is just crazy. So, singer Brandy fell out at the LAX airport in Los Angeles, California, 2 weeks ago and had to be taken to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Her publicist said that her rigorous schedule, including concert dates and recording new music, took their toll on her.
Mm. Her knees probably
What's
locked together.
They said that she is stressed out from all the working that she's doing.
I ain't here to do nothing.
Well, you know, she doesn't really come here, though, but she does do concerts and stuff like West Coast. She kind of stays like West Coast really a lot.
Oh, okay.
But they said that she's doing concert days and she's working on new material. And they said that the stress of it all, like flying back and forth to places, you know, people better learn to take care of themselves.
That's what Boncy said.
I understand about getting money. I get it. Get your money.
But live to get it.
Exactly.
Get that paper.
But you can't do it at the expense of your health.
Right. Exactly. You remember the Braxton story that just aired not too long ago? The show with the Braxtons.
Yeah.
And, you know, when she was diagnosed with
lupus,
she was still doing shows and stuff. The doctor was like, look, it's your life or, you know, it's a life and death situation. Well, she didn't want to tell the fans. She was still trying to perform, falling out. You know, didn't even tell a family. Like, that's crazy.
And people would rather cancel concert dates and have people mad instead of you really coming out and saying, look, this is what's really going on.
Exactly. Yeah, because didn't she get sued or something? Yeah. She was canceling
Vegas, the Flamingo, I think it was, where she was at, sued her because they say, well, she couldn't finish her contract. Well, she couldn't finish it because she was sick.
But no, she didn't tell anyone. Well, so she had a right to be sued.
Well, she told them, I don't know if they're going to win or not, but I think she told them, look, I got lupus. You know, I can't, you know, do this anymore. So, I don't know.
Is she still doing music now?
I don't think she's done anything since her and Babyface did Never Meant to Hurt You. I love that song.
Ooh. Do you know that her and Birdman are really...
I can't even get that in my mind that she and Birdman are dating. It's just not even... It doesn't even look right.
Why?
Because it doesn't even look right.
Why?
You know, the good
because
good
it
girls,
doesn't look right.
The quiet girls always like the bad boys.
Yeah, I don't know. But you know, a lot of these good girls ain't good.
Who was that said? Put some respect on it.
Him.
They undercover thoughts.
Exactly. Better put some respect. Not respect, but respect car with a K.
And it went viral. It was over.
On his name. And then all those tattoos. I can't. Whenever, and I've said this before, and I probably shouldn't say this, but whenever I see somebody tatted like that, I think of like hepatitis. Mm. Like I always think of something, you know, like, I don't know, but I just think of stuff like that. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. But yeah, take care of yourself. What right. in the world? I mean, now, you know Brandy got sued, so maybe she need a little bit of coin. Because remember when she killed that lady, she got in an accident and that lady died. She settled out of court with the family. So
yeah, because she left the scene.
Yeah. Maybe she need a little coin from there.
Well, maybe her brother need to make another movie.
What kind?
What, with Kardashian?
I wonder, did he get paid for that? I know Kim got paid for it.
You know he got paid for it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he got paid for it, too.
Because I think he really enjoyed it, really.
Yeah. Take care of yourself, people. Take care of yourself, celebrities.
Take care of them pots.
I mean, yeah, and I heard, like, Beyonce is already...
Scheduling
to perform.
What?
Has she had the cheering yet?
She ain't had them cheering yet.
And I'm pretty sure Jay-Z is going to have a canary.
What? About what?
I mean, sit down somewhere. Yeah. It ain't like we broke. It ain't like we going broke.
Definitely ain't broke.
I'm going to need you to get your body together. Like, sit down.
All the way. Get out my face.
Two of them.
Yeah, but they can carry those children on Jay-Z's back. Don't a camel have about 2-3 humps?
I'm not going there with you.
You know what?
I'm not going there with you.
Beyonce, Jay-Z, that was not Ronnie.
Exactly.
D.
And it was not Eric Lee. It was Missy. And on that note, we will take another break. We'll be back in a moment. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. So Bill Maher, the comedian, the really funny comedian, actually, who has the HBO show, is under fire for using the N-word on his HBO show. So let me set this up. Let me tell you what happened. Want to hear it? Here it go. He was interviewing Senator Bill Sass, And the senator told him that he would love to have him in the field working with them, referring to politics.
Yeah.
That's what the senator was referring to.
Yeah.
Bill then replied, in the field, I'm a house N-word.
Mm-hmm. But it was meant as a joke.
But it was meant as a joke.
That's why Ice Cube got on him.
Celebrities like Chance the Rapper and Ice Cube have both come out and told HBO, you need to fire him. You need to fire him for using these words. I saw a clip of Ice Cube, and he was talking to him, and I kind of felt a little, I don't know how I felt about this. Ice Cube said,
a little uneasy about it.
Right. Here's what Ice Cube said. He said that only black people can use that word. He said, you know, we've taken that word from you guys. We've taken the power from, you know, that word. And now only black people can say it, but white people cannot.
And that's not right.
And he went on to say that some white people, because they think they're close to black people, like you might be dating a black person or your friends might be, you know, all black, that they feel that they have a right to say that word. I don't know. Like, on one hand, I feel like the word should just be abolished. You know, because I don't know if I don't know if I buy into the fact that only black people should use it and white people shouldn't. But on the flip side to that,
it shouldn't even matter anymore. Just like you say, if you have, okay, like for instance, like we have white friends and we all, everybody around, you know, partying or just chilling. And if they say it to us, you know, we've known each other since we was what, 3 or 4? It's not a big deal, but it shouldn't be, oh, because we friends like that, it's okay for you to use. It shouldn't be a give or take. It's not fair. If you either can say it or you can't say it,
right,
point blank.
Right, right. But look at this, and I do understand this too. When a black person uses that word, it doesn't have the same sting that that if a white person used that word, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a different meaning,
yeah,
you know, when a black person uses the word versus when a white person does.
Right.
So I personally, really, if I had my way, the word would not be used at all.
Yeah.
But I can kind of see a little bit what Ice Cube is talking about.
That's just like the same thing is, oh, if a man slapped me, it's different from if he punched me in my face. A sting is a sting, whether it's a light sting or a hard sting. It shouldn't matter if it's used by blacks or white. It, you know, oh, well, we can say it to each other, but you can't say it to us. No, it's either it can be said or it can't
exactly.
be said.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the way he said it, I'm a house in, the way he said it was not even a good way.
It
you
was
know?
A joke, working out in the field.
Right. Yeah, but why say that?
Well, because that's what they called the slaves that were in the house.
I
called
know
them
that.
House. Yeah.
I know that, but I mean, he shouldn't. That
it was
should,
a joke.
That wasn't even a joke to me. That wasn't a joke.
Now, well, it
like
was
you
a
said,
joke, but it was a tasteless joke.
Yes.
I mean, he really should not have. I feel.
And he apologized
that.
To
he
Cube.
He did.
And Cube said, "I accept your apology," but he kept right on talking.
Yeah.
Cube kept right on talking.
Yeah.
He said, "Well, okay, it's understood that it's been said." And Cube said, "Yeah, but not by me."
Ice Cube says it all the time in just about all
yeah,
of
but
his
you,
movies.
Yeah,
he
but
says,
he's saying it to you know what?
In all his
when,
movies.
You know exactly. what? When a black person says it, it's more like an endearment.
It is, yes.
It's more
yes,
endearment,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
But when a white person said it, they says it with no good intention.
But what, just like Ronnie V said, but what if you have a really good friend, and we all know some white people who really, they really think
around,
they're black.
Yeah,
right,
they
really
grew
think
around
they're
maybe.
Black.
Okay.
So what if one of them came and said, you know.
It's going to
yeah,
be used
but,
as the
but,
same term.
But do you know what? Now, you know that we have the same group of white friends that we have been having for years. You know that. I've never heard them say it. I've never heard them say it. But it has been said to them. They have been called that by some of the, you know, some of our black friends. And they laugh, you know.
Let me tell you why you guys don't remember it. Because it's normal. It's normal. We have sat down at a kitchen table playing cards, and somebody mess up and, you know.
End, please.
Yeah, but I'm saying it has never come out of their mouth.
Yes, it has.
I've never heard it.
Because it's normal. It's when they say it, it's not like, oh, no, you didn't. We've been knowing them all our life. You're not looking at it like, I know he didn't just say that. That's our brother. Both of them are our brothers.
Yeah.
So when they say it, you're not even acknowledging it because it's normal.
And I think of them as that. I think of them as my sons. But I've never heard them say. I have heard different ones of us say it to them.
Well, okay.
And did you really mean to play that?
Well, if you can say it to them and they're white, then why would it be so out of the question for them to say it back?
But see, that's the thing. You? It's their family, and they say it all the time and around her because we're all sitting at the table together.
Heard.
You just don't it. You don't pick up on
right,
it because
maybe,
it's,
yeah.
it's normal right. for them to say it. It's normal.
Right.
You ain't it ain't catching you off guard. Like, oh my God, I know.
Now,
you know,
I think it would have caught me off guard.
Yeah, me too, because I've never heard that from
them. Well, not
them.
Around me. I mean, because I don't be, at, you know, at the table when y'all
well,
are playing
you know,
cards.
But you hear, like, we're loud, you know, talking,
I have
you
played
hear.
With them numerous of times.
Or maybe what she's saying is that you're not conscious
exactly.
of
I know
that.
Everything
Did
that
you
come,
really just say that?
I know everything that come out their mouth. And like the reason why I know what come out of their mouth is because I know how this other one play. And when she's upset, I know what she say. You know?
Like, even when, okay, so referring to playing cards, and we're playing cards, or they get set, or somebody mess up.
Yeah.
All the time.
I've never.
Especially the one with the beer.
And I set them all the time.
Especially the one with the beer. All the time.
Really?
But it's so
but
normal.
But you know what? If I did hear them say it,
it's normal.
It would not faze me.
Exactly. So that's why you're not acknowledging the fact that it comes out their mouth.
Well, I hear it when you say it.
You know, because I say it, you know, but like I said, it's normal for them. You know, you're not acknowledging it because, like you said, they're family.
And that is the contrast. And that's what Ice Cube.
Ding, ding.
That's what Ice Cube is talking about. He's saying that we can say it, but you can't. I don't know. In a way, I agree, and on the other, in another way, I don't.
Because instead of you being used the negative way, it's a slang word at this point. Like, you don't see white people going around saying, "Hey, you know, whatever."
Because here's the thing, and I think I've said this on the show before. I have a lot of white friends. And I would never dare to call somebody white trash. Like, I hear white people call other white people white trash all the time. But I would never say it because I don't think it's appropriate for me to say that.
Right.
You know, you guys can call each other what you want to call each other.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it's appropriate for me to say it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
If you had a close, like that hangout, because we've said that before. But, you know, we said it in a joking way about, like when we do a comedy and stuff, like, as a family. But I don't think it would be, like you said, it depends on the relationship you have with the person, which it shouldn't. If it's not accepted, it's not accepted.
Exactly.
It shouldn't matter if it come out of my mouth, their mouth, anybody's mouth. If it's not going to be accepted, it shouldn't be used in songs. It shouldn't be said in movies. It shouldn't be said at all. So it shouldn't be made a big deal when somebody that is not of that race says it.
Right.
When they can say it to each other. It's not right. It's not fair.
I agree with that. I if I had my way, I would abolish the word. But a part of me does say, if I heard one black person say that to another black person, I wouldn't even think twice about it. Like it would, it probably wouldn't even compute in my mind that they
vocabulary.
Said that. But I think that if I would hear a white person say it, it would.
Exactly.
So I think Ice Cube is
right. And it's not right. Yeah, it's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
So Bill Maher has apologized, and hopefully he'll get over it. I hope HBO doesn't fire him. Because, you know, Bill Maher dates black women. You know, he was going with Superhead. What's her name?
The Video Vixen girl.
He went with her for years.
Come on.
Yes.
And I'm pretty
Corinne
sure.
Steffens. Corinne Steffens.
What?
He may have said some things to her.
Well.
And guess what? And it was all for
maybe
in the moment, anything.
Now, what's his name? Johnny Carson, was it Johnny Carson? They said was, you know, he had the nighttime show thing. Yeah, and his granddaughter is black.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because his son dated a black girl. They had a child.
I don't know.
Just let, they put too much into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, was it, who was the cooking person? The lady that said it.
Oh, she died.
Who?
What?
Remember the one that was on the YouTube with the son? She was cooking.
Oh, no,
with the
we ain't talking about the lady that cursed all the time. That's Mama B or whatever name.
We talking about the,
he talked about the her two sons.
Oh,
cooked.
Paula
now.
White. Yeah. Paula Deen. Yes. That's true. I don't know.
But she didn't even say the N word.
Yeah, she said
she said big and black.
Yeah, which he was. Like really, really dark skin.
Stating the obvious,
he really was dark skin. So, a former business partner of Vivica Fox is suing her. Okay, the partner's name is Jean-Claude Lamar, which that ain't his real name. Look like his name ought to be Leroy. So remember
stereotyping.
I'm just saying. Remember the stripper show that she had called Vivica's Black Magic?
Hot Mess.
Well, Jean-Claude started it. He was the originator of it, mm-hmm. and it was like a traveling male review.
Yeah.
And they went around to different, towns
she
and cities to do
shows.
It. Well, he then partnered with her to get it on TV because, she's a star.
Right,
so
right.
That's how it got on TV. Well, things started going south. Remember when she was on the Breakfast Club radio show and somebody asked her if her show was for
gays,
and she said, no, my show is only intended for women and not for gay people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the LGBT community got up in arms mm-hmm. about her saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then Jean-Claude started distancing himself from
right.
her, okay? Right. Which led to tour dates being canceled. Okay, because, he didn't want to be in business with her anymore.
Right.
He was getting a whole lot of flack about it.
Right.
So he's like, you're not good for my business. He says that Vivica is now trying to do her own male review show and has taken 4 out of 5 of his dancers. So she done basically took, all his dancers.
Except for one, that's his friend.
Right. He also says that she is slandering him on social media and claiming that his new Black Magic Live review was a fraud. So how is it a fraud if he's the one who started it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
And you got some of his dancers.
I've never watched the show, so I don't even know what it was about.
I saw it the first time. I said, well, maybe it might get better, because it's just the first. The second one, I said, it's terrible. It was terrible.
What made it terrible?
It was just the
it was ghetto. It was hood. It was Vivica.
Yeah. And then the person that she had that was choosing the guys to dance and stuff. Whew, just terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. So did they not know how to dance or something?
Well, some of them did. And some of them did a lot of gyrating in the air.
What they do?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they do. They gyrate.
Yeah, but a couple of them picked her up and buried their head.
Oh, she likes that, probably.
It won't Vivica's the other
one. Oh, the other one. Mm-hmm. Well, Vivica likes it, too. She probably went and saw the show somewhere with her nasty self.
Uh-huh.
And then said, ooh, girl.
I wonder what happened to her teeth. She got funny teeth in the front.
Well, her whole face has been rearranged. I mean, she...
That ain't right.
Y'all know she had plastic surgery.
I know those are not her teeth, her real teeth.
Well, most of them. Whitney, here's that one. Whitney's real teeth.
I kept telling you.
They were capped.
Yeah.
Them is Whitney's teeth.
Yeah, she bought them.
They are now.
She bought them. So I guess if you paid for them, then,
I wonder
if
those are Mendici's teeth.
I don't know. He's got some big teeth, too.
But they so bright and white, it don't make no sense.
Yeah, lighten. He's probably got them lightened.
What's his fiance's name? Mandy's fiance.
Not Mandy. It's Shandy.
It rhymes with it. Who are y'all talking about?
On Love and Hip Hop. Mandisi. He went to prison. Shandy, whatever her name is. I can't remember her name, but yeah, I remember. He did. He had some really big teeth.
Mm-hmm. But they were pretty white.
They was all the same size, though. Your two front teeth and the side teeth. Your side teeth don't supposed to be the same size as your two front teeth.
Well, people get them shaved down. You can get your teeth shaved down now.
But they don't supposed to be the same size. They're supposed to be smaller.
Smaller than what?
I don't know. Your two front teeth is two front teeth for a reason. They don't suppose, all your teeth don't supposed to be, look like your two front teeth.
We'll be back in just a moment. Stay right with us. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Ronnie V talking about people's teeth. Your front teeth aren't supposed to be the size of your other teeth. I don't know where she got that from.
Like your back teeth and side teeth do not supposed to be the same size as your two front teeth. Okay. Y'all that's look in the mirror and see if y'all teeth the same
especially
size.
The two teeth on the side called eye teeth. You know they shape different.
Why are they called eye teeth?
I don't know. That's what
where'd you get that from?
Oh, really? You've never heard that?
Never.
Like the ones that come look like
on
fangs?
Those two pointed teeth are called eye teeth.
Why are they called eye
teeth? I don't know, but I know a long time ago when I was little, they used to say if they fall out, you die. Oh my God. I said, well, what about the people that ain't got no teeth in their mouth? But those are called your eye teeth. They're called
wisdom.
Your wisdom teeth are in the bag. I dare you something that you grind.
They can grow back once you done, they done got pulled.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I still have all my teeth. They never took my teeth out.
So your gums, they never swole up in the back? And like when you bite down, you're biting your gums? Because mm-mm. I thought everybody's wisdom teeth in the back supposed to come out. Or
I still
give
have mine. I'm 45 mm-hmm. years
it's
old.
It's some grown people that still growing them.
45 years old?
Yeah.
So a recent study shows that male students who have been accused of sexual assault on college campuses are now starting to sue their female accusers and the universities when it's proving that the allegations were false.
And they should.
Good. They really should. Mm-hmm. They are suing the schools because they're saying they are not properly vetting the claims and just going off what the females said.
Exactly. Yeah. And defamation of character.
Yes. Out-of-state attorneys say that he has filed more than 15 defamation complaints nationwide on behalf of male students against their accusers. Davidson College, UNC Charlotte, and Appalachian State have all recently been sued by male students. Ooh. While the new protocols make it easier for women to report sexual offenses, critics say the procedures often omit necessary protections for the male students facing expulsion, lessen job prospects and other consequences from having the accusations on their records. So that yeah. stuff follows there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's just like once you get a assault charge, that ain't going away. When you go on job, like when you apply for jobs and stuff, I don't care how long ago it's been. It's up there.
Yeah.
That's just ain't, yeah, like murder. Yeah. Like
mine's went away.
That's, again, ladies and gentlemen, that's Lady C. Just want you to know, you know, who's stating that.
Yeah, because we don't have assault charges.
No, we don't.
I don't have one.
Okay. My victims never call.
And I just never had any victims. Sources say that Brad Pitt is very concerned about his reputation since his split from Angelina Jolie. If you guys remember, when they split up, remember she accused him of child abuse?
Yeah, but that was not proved.
And then said that he had a drinking problem mm-hmm. and that she didn't want, like, the kids around him. Yeah. Well, Brad is saying that he doesn't want his fans to think he's a monster and that he's still the same guy we all used to know and love.
I can't believe they split. You know what? I was very disappointed in that. It was very heartbreaking.
See, this is what I don't get. How do you go with somebody for 20 years
and then get
married? And then get married and divorce in a year or two. Like, that doesn't even make sense to me.
You know what? Some people say dating and, you know, some people are content with relationships without that title, that legal title. And then once they get married, it just goes downhill. I don't know if they feel like I got you now and you trapped. And maybe they going upside their head once that paperwork is in order.
Well, she had to learn to trust him because she was going with him while he was still with his
wife. That is true. That is true.
Well, before they adopted,
the same way you got him, the same way you gonna leave.
Well, he didn't have an affair on her, so it wasn't the same way.
So listen, what do you guys think
she
about?
She claimed he did. No, that co-star that he was going with, that last movie he made that they said won't hit no none, it was a flop.
I didn't hear that.
I have a question, you guys. What do you feel about, so people that are married, but then they are legally separated, say they've been living in two separate homes for the past year. Mm-hmm. Is that still considered cheating when the other people get involved with people?
Are they still married?
But it's a such thing as legal separation.
But are they still married?
It's documents and paperwork that stands behind legal separation.
But are they still
married? You have to wait a 4 year. So you should wait a 4 year before you become intimate with somebody, only because paperwork say you have to be
you need separated. To divorce.
What do you
still committing adultery?
I think that if you're still married in the eyes of the court, if Judge Wapner, he did, never mind, not Judge Wapner.
Is it?
But if Judge Judy.
Judge Judy is a.
If Judge Judy or Judge Shineline or Judge Mathis, if they still says you're married, you're still married.
And what? What you didn't answer the question.
That's adultery.
What about if the other party refuses to sign the paper? You know how somebody, they keep sending them back.
But you can still get a divorce if somebody refuses to sign it.
Though. Yeah. Especially after a year.
It takes longer, though.
Especially after a year.
It will take longer, but I think that you can still get one.
Why hold on to somebody that don't want to hold on to you?
Meanness.
Holding on.
Oh, really? That would be Jeffrey Osborne. I like
Is that
song.
Woo Woo Woo?
No. That's him, but not the same song.
You know what? My mother played that song too.
That is
Can
true.
You woo woo woo?
That is true.
And we was young. What is wooing?
That's true.
What? And we were singing it.
I guess it's
that.
Woo.
But we didn't know what woo was.
Woo woo. Woo woo woo. But that is true. We heard that song a lot as children.
Well, I don't remember.
We heard a lot of songs that we shouldn't have heard as children.
But see, I think that's why I'm old school.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm old school. You mean Clarence Carter,
yes.
Stroking,
yes.
And all that stuff.
Clarence Carter.
Can't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
Y'all
true.
So crazy.
They call it the liquor house music. Mm-hmm. That was really liquor house music.
It was.
For people don't know,
you can buy liquor house music.
Here in the South. Yeah. They have liquor houses.
That's right.
And that's where people turn their homes into, like, bars,
yeah,
really.
They got liquor houses up the road, too, thank you. Like, the juke joint.
Not as much. Well, and then they play that liquor house music.
That's what we should do, Eric Lee.
What?
We should get a juke joint.
I don't think so.
Like Hoppo and them.
I don't think so. Okay, so Caitlyn Jenner, y'all know she wrote a book after wrote a book after transitioning into a woman called The Secrets of My Life.
So that she has everything now?
She still has a penis.
Oh, okay. That's
so
what
she's
asking.
Still a male. In the book, he says some really nasty things about Kris Jenner, the ex-wife. Oh, yes. He brought her down. Kris is livid about it and is writing a tell-all book herself. And sources are saying that she will take Caitlyn down. She gonna take him down. Insiders say that she is going to blow the lid off her marriage to pre-transition Bruce. She'll paint him as an absentee father and a cold and distant husband. Here's the most important part. She will refute Caitlyn's claim that she knew early on about his gender issues.
I thought she said she let him wear some clothes.
He said it. He said that Kris knew. And Kris is saying, "You's a lie. Get out my face."
She knew it.
"I did not know that you wanted to be a woman." So Kris says that the book is full of lies and she must defend herself and let the real truth be known.
That's the same thing Ike said when Tina made that movie.
Yeah, well, everybody know he was whipping up on Tina's head anyway. So I really don't know what's your proof? Like, you really need to say, "You know what? I did it." Mm-hmm. I did. Yeah. I did. Let me come clean. I did it. But I mean, Chris, I mean, I remember because I was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and Kim was really mad about that. She was really mad about the book because she read it.
Now, the two younger girls are his, right?
Right, right. And Kim was like, you know, that he tried to paint Chris as like this monster and tried to say that she was stealing money from him. Just all kinds of crazy stuff.
Well, Kim is the only one that respects her mama. The rest of them.
Well, the other two young ones do, too. But,
no, they
but
don't.
Courtney and Chloe, they will cuss Chris out.
And that baby girl does, too.
I've never heard her cuss. I've never heard her cuss.
Yeah, the one that's modeling.
She's not the baby. The baby is, what's the name?
I don't know.
Kylie's the baby. She's got her own show, by the way, coming out.
She's still with Tiger.
She is not with Tiger anymore. Mm-mm, she's not. Because I think on the show, they show clips of it, and you're going to see that she's not. I think
and them bottom neck con stuff.
Well, it ain't like he couldn't have bought his own car. I mean, really.
Yeah, he owed money, they say. Child support.
How he owed child support? And the child is right there with him all the time.
Really?
Yes.
I tell you.
He owes somebody some money.
I don't get it.
I want money.
People are saying that Johnny Depp is broke. Now, I have a hard time believing this.
Who that? It was his hand.
Johnny Depp is broke. Yeah. 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 But you know, their broke is not like our broke.
Yeah.
You know, their broke be like, I'm worth $10 million.
Yeah.
You know, our broke is like, I'm worth $10.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But they're saying that, like, he tried to sue his managers and claimed that they were, like, racking up on late fees on his taxes. And, like, he was claiming that they were wasting his money. And they countersued and said, you're broke because of your extravagant lifestyle. Like, you spend.
Oh, so he is.
Well, I don't know. That he's spending, and they said that they tried to
tell him
yeah. Look, if you keep going at this rate, you're going to be broke.
Yeah.
But they said that, like, he spends money on, like, crazy stuff.
It's his.
It is his, but now he's broke. And now he's, you know, like I said, I don't know how broke is broke.
You say broke because he had to give that wife a lot of money.
He only gave her $7 million. See, I have it right here.
Did you hear Air Lee? He only gave her $7 million.
So look, he made $50 million in 2016, okay? He paid $20 million in taxes, $5 million to his manager, $2.5 million to his lawyer, $2.5 million to his accountants. He paid $300,000 in child support, okay?
Who he got children with?
This lady. He paid her $7 million in a divorce settlement. He has a 40-person staff, $3.6 million a year.
Well, he better fire 35 of them.
He has a private plane, $2.4 million. He has a wine habit, $360,000. And the mortgages on all of his 10 homes is $1.15 million a year. You add all of that, he really made $5,190,000 in 2016. So from $50 million, $5,190,000. Now, that's not including all the stuff that he buys. So this is why his people are saying, you're broke because you're spending too much.
Yeah. Good gracious.
And so that's why I tell people, say, well, you know, such and so made it, but they didn't bring it home.
Yeah.
Because like all these people right here, you got to pay all these people. But now to me and you, $5 million a year is A-O-T-A-Y.
Okay.
That would be fine with me after everything. But from $50 million to only $5
million?
But think about it. If he didn't divorce the wife, he would have $7 million. And
that's 12.
Uh-huh, 12. If he didn't have the 40-member staff, that's $3.6 million. He could have kept.
That's 15.
He could have more money than he has, yeah. But, you know, but like I say, it's yours. You can do what you want.
Yeah,
you know what
so
I mean?
So you're saying that wife, the last one he divorced.
You
say that they have a child
I think
again?
They do have a child.
No, they haven't really been okay,
well, the
that
one,
long.
Okay, well, the one he had before her then, he has a child, and so he's paying $300,000.
And a court case he got it with me. For our child. I'm going to get that.
Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. We thank you guys for listening in. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.